Has the housing market hit bottom yet?
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Sometimes it's useful to go right back to the beginning to check on one of the things that started this global slowdown in the first place. I'm talking about the housing market. There are some new figures out this morning from RealtyTrack about the number of foreclosures in the U.S. in the first half of this year, and they may shed some light on the so far elusive housing recovery. Marketplace's David Gura is with us live from Washington with the details. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
Well, what are the numbers telling us from RealtyTrack, David?
Well, overall, we're seeing a downward trend when it comes to foreclosure activity, but we're still talking about a lot of foreclosures. In the first 6 months of this year, there have been more than a million filings. So that's overall. If we hone in on the last few months, and on June in particular, there have been some increases in the number of properties starting the foreclosure process. And Darren Blomquist, who's with RealtyTrack, says that could foreshadow more foreclosures in the second half of the year. Right now, he says the housing market is bouncing along the bottom and that home prices may go up a little bit.
But in the long run, I don't think you're going to see a sustainable home price recovery until we've cleared this inventory of distressed properties.
And it looks like that's starting to happen in many markets across the country, Jeremy.
Well, if he says it's bouncing along the bottom, is that an indication that it has hit bottom?
Well, that's what he's saying. I should say he's not alone. We're starting to see median home prices go up in many markets, and we're starting to clear that inventory of distressed properties that he's talking about. Blomquist says that right now, one out of every four homes sold is a distressed property. He says we'll start to see prices recover for the long term once we get to a point where one in every 10 homes is a distressed property. And one other thing here, RealtyTrack found that in 13 states, the average time it's taken lenders to foreclose on properties has gone down, Jeremy, and that's just another sign lenders are starting to get through that backlog.
Marketplace's David Gura in Washington, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Well, for the past few years, China has had a much higher economic growth rate than we're seeing here in the U.S. But when China releases its latest GDP figures tomorrow, forecasters are expecting the worst growth in 3 years. Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
Economists are predicting China's economy is growing at 7.6%. Not bad when compared to U.S. GDP, but it's a stark departure from the not-so-long-ago golden days of double-digit growth in China. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao revealed this week his plan to get China out of this slump. Build steel mills, train lines, bridges.
Just the other day, Premier Wen came out and said, we really have to boost investment because that's the only thing that's going to deliver the short-term GDP growth.
Patrick Shavonik is an economist at Tsinghua University. He says Wen's plan is a big mistake because it focuses too much on the short term.
Because you're giving up really something that's much more important, which is the long-term health of the Chinese economy, just to hit a number.
Shavonik thinks China should instead lower taxes, invest more in healthcare, things that would put more money in the pockets of consumers. But as Beijing reaches into its economic toolbox, what we're seeing are projects like this one. Bao Steel, China's largest state-run steelmaker, will build a new $11 billion steel mill at a time when China's steel capacity outstrips demand by 220 million tons. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are lower in overseas trading this morning. Hong Kong down 2%. We're down 0.6% in London and Frankfurt right now. The UK is putting 3,500 additional military personnel on standby after the private contractor G4S said it won't be able to provide enough security for the Olympics, which start 2 weeks from tomorrow. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped another 48 points to close at 12,604.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
Another big warship, the USS Iowa, has opened for tourists in San Pedro, California. It's one of dozens of decommissioned ships that operate as museums around the country, but it's not always easy to keep the tourists coming, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
The lines outside the USS Iowa were long on opening day. And Robert Kent was clearly pleased.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome aboard the Iowa.
He's head of the nonprofit that runs the new battleship museum.
Everything's A-OK right now. Looks like we're just so excited.
And it's a ship with a history that visitors seemed pretty into.
This is where Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt set that table there and they discussed about D-Day.
The USS Iowa also has the only bathtub ever installed by the Navy on a battleship. But good history and a surprising tub, it was installed for Roosevelt, don't guarantee the USS Iowa will be a success. Some ship museums struggle. Others, like the aircraft carrier Midway in San Diego, thrive. Turns out ships need a business plan.
As noble as the mission is of preserving a particular ship and its legacy and its contribution to our nation's history, at the end of the day, it's got to be a successful business.
Scott McGaw is the marketing director for Midway. For one, he says, you got to know your customer.
We've always been very focused on the family, on the moms in the family and the kids, not just the History Channel buffs, if you will.
Location matters. New York, home of the USS Intrepid, is good. Camden, home of the USS New Jersey, is not so good. And a ship needs a marketing plan. Jeffrey Nelson heads the Historic Naval Ships Association. He says opening a battleship isn't that different from opening a restaurant.
It could be the finest restaurant on the planet. And if it's not marketed properly, if it doesn't attract people, if you can't get people in the door, what's the purpose?
Snagging visitors helps keep a ship above water financially, but also just above water. The USS Texas near Houston had to close to the public because of leaks. It's since reopened, but supporters say a permanent fix could cost tens of millions of dollars. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
And finally, remember back in April, that famous 1895 Edvard Munch painting, The Scream, sold to an anonymous buyer for $120 million? Well, the Wall Street Journal appears to have identified the buyer. It's Leon Black, who did not confirm or deny the journal's reporting. Leon Black is the founder of the private equity firm Apollo Global Management. His fortune is said to top $3 billion. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.